Yo, what up? It's the Bald Dab Hawk here. Do You Need Money podcast. And today I wanted to talk about something that's been on my mind lately. The concept of pivoting. If you don't know what a pivot is, P-I-V-O-T. Something is something that they use in basketball, but it's also something that is used in business. So I'm about to tell you what pivoting is and how I'm actually using it right now. So I'm gonna start the show like I always do and end it the same way. If you don't know, I'm a hood nigga, so I'm always gonna speak my truth. Just make sure you know yours. It's your boy Dev Hot, and I just want to know one thing: do you need money? So as of late, I ain't even really been recording this podcast. I'm kind of out of pocket for that because it's supposed to be consistency. I'm supposed to be doing this like on an everyday, all the time basis. So as of late, what I've been dealing with is Kid Royu has slowed down. I picked up a business partner, and since I picked up a business partner, business hasn't been as lucrative or as fluent as it once was. So with that being said, it shouldn't be an excuse for why I slowed down, but it did. And in the meantime, I've been focusing on real estate. So my partner out of Delaware, she's actually moving. Congratulations. She's moving to New Jersey. She and I created our real estate investment company, J. Marion Homes, LLC. So I'm saying, like, she and I, we created this company. And what we're doing is what everybody else does in real estate. We found a property. We put it under contract. It's in Germantown on Utah Street. And we assessed what the repairs was going to be. We put it under contract for 20 grand. And we see a potential value in this property between like 75 and 85,000. And currently it needs about like 25,000-30,000 in active work to bring this up to par. So the thing is, it's hard as shit to get the money needed to actually buy and fix the property when you don't have a bunch of money in your bank account. So it's kind of weird how they got it set up. So basically, they got it set up where there's a few companies that will lend us the money that's needed. They'll give us 80% of the buy value. So we purchased it. We got it under contract for $20,000. So that means that these individuals will give us $16,000 to buy the property, but we got to put up the other $4,000. Okay, that's not really that bad, but the fix up, like I said, is between 25 and 30. They want us to show that we got at least 20 grand liquid inside the bank, and they'll put up the money only after we pay for the repairs. So if we go ahead and get the kitchen done, we pay for the kitchen, then they'll take us and give us our money back, and then we got to take the money they gave us back and work on the next part of the project. So basically, it's kind of weird like how they got this shit. So anyway, that's what I've been working on, but I'm also trying to assign the contract, which is another exit strategy that we got, and I've been trying to get rid of this contract. Man, I'm on the phone, I'm online, I'm calling people, I'm talking to people, I'm meeting people over at the property, like, I'm showing this shit, because, like, listen, we're going to sign this joint, we're going to make some money. We can make some money today, we can make some money in the longer term if we fix it and do everything and then flip it. So, basically, we got that joint. I've been promoting it, trying to get it sold right now while I'm looking for the money to fix it up. And in the process of doing that, I've actually come across something valuable that I wasn't privy to before. what I actually came across was an opportunity to pivot. By me making all these phone calls, by me being online so much, by me researching cash buyers, someone who could come and purchase this Utah Street property from us, what I realized is that there's a lot of buyers out here. Like, yo, so many people has gotten to this real estate game. It's crazy. A few years ago, some years ago, back in 06, 07, it wasn't as many people. And now there's a lot of people in this game. And because of that, you don't know who's really serious. You don't know who's really just what we call tire kickers, or somebody who's really about that action, saying that they want to buy property. Although, you know, you'll get to know who these people are when you can see their portfolio and the work that they've done. So in any result, I'm building this list. So I'm building this list of cash buyers, and you know, I'm taking names, I'm taking numbers, I'm taking email addresses, and I come across a lot of guys who are like, hey, listen, would you mind if we JV on your property? JV means joint venture. So these people are basically wholesalers. And so these wholesalers have seen my property, and what they've wanting to do is they have a list of buyers, and they're like, we'll take your deal to our list of buyers and see if they're willing to buy this property. So fuck it, go ahead and do it, because I don't mind taking a lower end of the profit. I just want to make some bread off of it. I'm trying to do it fast. So like I said, I'm doing that, and then I put up a post on Craigslist, basically stating, you know, I'm a real estate investor, I have properties, I have connection to properties, and I'm trying to find and build a cash buyers list. Excuse me. At the same time, I had individuals who was hitting me up saying, hey, listen, man, if you got some buyers, like, I have a few properties and we can JV it. We can joint venture and you can make some money off of my properties as well. That's where it struck me. The reason I'm in this real estate game is because I want to make money. And since there's so many people in this game, so many people want to get into buying, holding, or buying and flipping, why not play essentially the middleman? There's people who go and put deals under contract all the time because that's their strength. That's what they're good at. They do a lot of research to find these cribs, but they can't get rid of them. Here, I know how to get these cash buyers. JVing. Damn, that's a wonderful concept. Pivoting. So let me explain what pivoting is. In a game of basketball, the man has to dribble the ball constantly while either standing still or walking. If at any time he stops dribble of the ball, he can't move but 2 feet, right? He can move 2 steps. The third step becomes a walk, but at the same time, one of his feet becomes what is called the pivot, and the pivot cannot move. So because the pivot cannot move, he can reposition himself where he's standing. So he can stand straight, he can turn, but as long as he doesn't move the pivot, long as he doesn't move his 1 foot, he's good to go. And that's what it is in business. See, in his real estate shit, I want to buy properties. I still want to buy properties. But right now, we're pivoting. Right now, we're moving, but we're staying focused on the real estate. We're staying adamant at wanting to build up that money that we need to purchase and buy the properties. But since that's not available, we're still moving, switching position. By JVing on these deals, I've come across a gold mine. I've actually found buyers all over the United States that's looking for properties everywhere. But I've also found property. Listen, when I tell you that I have interconnected with two of the most hungriest and amazing women. One woman, her name's Marie. She's out of Oregon. The other woman, name is Angel. She's out of Atlanta. These women together are dynamic, and they sought me out. And since they have sought me out, they're like, yo, listen, you are the missing piece to what we need. So why is this? That's because they got, when I say hundreds, like literally hundreds of properties that need buyers. They have properties all over Florida. They have properties all over Georgia. They have properties in New York. They have hotels in Arizona. They have hotels in New Mexico. I'm like, whoa, shit, this is good money, because now I'm connected, I'm networking, I'm out every day. At some point, I'm networking, I'm meeting people. Who's investing? Who got money? Where do you want to buy? What kind of cribs you want to buy? You want single family houses? You want multi-units? You want commercial space? You want a goddamn mobile park? What you want? We got it. Listen, the opportunity to make money in this game is so diverse. It's not just the one thing anymore. I still want to buy a property. I still want to fix them up. I still want to flip them for cash. And I still want to have something to keep to bring in that residual income. But right now, my bank account isn't giving me what's needed for me to do that right now. So this new way is going to help me make money. I can still make money in the game that I love. Like, I love real estate. I've studied this shit for years. When I was away, man, I read so many books on it. Before I went to jail, I was a loan officer, and I actually had a couple properties under contract. Like, so I knew the game then, but I learned it even more. I studied this shit, and now I'm here and I'm pivoting to say, like, yo, I'm going to generate the money off of this. Like, now, for instance, this is no bullshit. We have a package of properties in Albany. It's called Albany, Georgia. These two brothers, these guys are like super rich. They sell Cadillac converters for their one business, but then they own a bunch of property. They have 59 properties in Albany, Georgia that they're trying to liquidate. They're trying to get rid of this shit. The properties in combined total have a market value of $4.4 million, right? So with this $4.4 million in value that they currently got on their property, they also, the 59, is 51 of them that's actually being rented to tenants. So all these properties are generating income. 8 of them are still vacant. So, you know, whoever was to buy it just can put somebody in these 8 properties and they can be at 100%. In any result, these guys need some cash so they can move on to their next project, something that they're passionate about, that they're working on. Cool. They are offering to sell these 59 properties in one package for $3.7 million. Now, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure out that they stand to make, whoever buys that property stands to make $700,000 just from purchasing the property. They automatically go in and they're going to have $700,000 in liquid in equity. That is awesome. So not only are they gonna have that, but then they're gonna have the cash flow from the 51 properties. And to my knowledge, from what I've seen, a lot of this shit is undervalued. A lot of this shit hasn't even, like, they're under market rent, which means there's room for people to, which basically means that there's room for whoever buy it to raise the rents on these properties and therefore make more money. Now, here's the caveat, or not the caveat, here's the kicker to the whole shit. Out of the 3.7 million that these properties are on the market for, when we sell that package, 300,000 is our fee. 300,000 is our fee. And it's three of us, so we'll be splitting it in three ways. 300,000 is our fee. If I sell this shit within the next month, listen, I walk away with 100 bands. The thing is this, I got right now five separate investors who talk that money shit, who say like, yo, listen, send me whatever you got right now in Georgia. Mostly they want Atlanta, mostly they want Macon, Georgia, but Albany is not something that they really are privy to or probably had any interest. But this package that I'm bringing to their ass, they definitely going to be interested. Like, I just sent out emails to my investors down there in Atlanta. I'm waiting for the call back. But not only that, I still reached out to the investors that I know down in Miami. I got a woman, she's out of Los Angeles right now. Her and her team, they like to invest. Her on her own, she can invest up to $600,000 per property. But I'm about to hit her with this deal right here and show her like, yo, listen, you stand to make 700 bands the day that you purchase these properties, and you're going to get a residual income. All she got to do is put a property management team out there, and she's going to be Gucci. Like, she's going to be... That's like basically like free money. It's just that these people, they need the bread so they can move on to the next project. And nobody knows about this. This shit ain't on the market. The only people know about it is me, Marie, and Angel. Dope, right? That's what I'm saying. Listen, pivot, baby. Pivot. I still want to get into this game. I told you, I'm getting there. I'm going to do it. And Kid Royal is not over. Like, we about to revamp Kid Royal. My business partner and I, we're working on ways to revamp it. We're going to bring that shit back to life, and that shit is going to tune. That shit is going to make money. No questions asked. This shit is serious, man. I bring this concept and this conversation to you as in to say, like, you got to work, man, for what you want. You got to focus. You got to put that grind in. And I do so much. I do so much on an everyday basis, but like, I'm finding my groove. I only been home for a year and some change, and technically speaking, I was still locked up for the 9 months that I came home, so I've only been a free man since September of 2017. I got my foot on the neck of professionalism, of real estate, of fashion, of music. I'm not applying as much pressure as could be, but trust, bro, this shit is on the way, man. Your boy is focused. I'm doing this shit. So I'm gonna stay putting out this podcast. I'm gonna stay talking. I'm gonna stay motivating, because for real, I'm motivating myself when I do it. I just hope that you take a glimpse and you get something from it as well. So I'm gonna end the show the same way that I always started. If you don't know, I'm a hood nigga, so I'm always gonna speak my truth. Just make sure you know yours. It's the Bald Dev Hot, and I just wanna know one thing. Do you need money? Go and follow me real quick over on Instagram. I'm at Dev Hoc, that's DevHoc, or Dev Hoc Talks, DevHoc Talks. See y'all on the other side. Peace.